Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, here I go again. Probably gonna piss someone off if we're in the community. Yay. Well, off we go to the first segment. No, how much? What segments I have made? Because I've actually lost count of my own segments of this darn platter show. How about we start out with the music segment? It's been a while without one. Welcome back to the music segment of me podcast, which is literally just where I talk about music and stuff. So last time, which was a while ago, sorry for the wait. Well, last time I just talked about video game soundtracks. The great part of our society. So, what am I going to talk about today? I'm actually going to talk about movie soundtracks. Now, some of the most iconic songs in history actually sound from movies. So, to start things off, yes, I will be talking about the ever-so-iconic John Williams and his work on Star Wars. Star Wars is an iconic franchise. True, not all movies are great, but we got memes out of it, characters out of it, Disney has merchandise out of it, hell, we got the Mandalorian out of Star Wars, so thank the Lord. And of course, out of Star Wars was, of course, Jesus himself, Obi-Wan Kenobi. If you disagree with the fact that Obi-Wan Kenobi is Jesus, please get a life, and please get out of this podcast. Here we worship Obi-Wan Kenobi like he's Jesus. Alright? Thank you. So movies, so there's obviously a couple of iconic songs like The Imperial March, the iconic entrance song, The Cantina Band, and Duel of Fates. And there's plenty of names of Darth Maul, Ignite Lightsaber, Darth Maul, that second lightsaber. John Williams plays a piano that's literally on fire. Ah, man. Movies are stupid. So, yeah. That's literally what there is about it. That's many iconic soundtracks. So, yeah. How about Marvel, like the Avengers theme, and then there's also non-MCU movies like Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which has Sunflower. Sunflower is an incredible, really good song. The way I'm talking right now makes no sense. The song is great. It's a banger, if you do say so myself. My power screen. You know, it's a subterfuge in you. That's how you know I want people to subscribe to Vufunia. Subscribe to Vufunia if you haven't already. So, yeah. The world is weird. And we're all probably gonna get fucked in the ass right now, but at least we can listen to banger soundtracks. Moving on to the food segment. Food! Welcome to the food segment where I'll be talking about food because I like food and I eat too much for my own good. Like, it's probably not even healthy for me to, you know, eat this much, but I eat this much because my stomach is a literal black hole. As far as my stomach hasn't, you know, been sucked up and I haven't imploded into a bloody gore of a mess. Well, on that note, let's talk about strawberries, because they're the love of my life. If I get a girlfriend and she's allergic to strawberries, and she kept a secret for me not to break my heart, and she told me one day, she would be kicked out of my house or apartment or whatever I live in at the time so fast that she would set the world record for the most distant move in a matter of a minute. Which I'm pretty sure shouldn't even be inhumanly possible from a breakup. But yeah, the love of my life is strawberries. Delicious taste. I've had a lot of them for a while, and they're like, and I can't get enough of them. I would marry strawberries. Very clearly. So, why do I love strawberries much? I eat them a lot as a kid. But yeah, the food segment is gonna be short, sweet, and simple. Just like how short, sweet, and simple it is to eat a strawberry. Next segment, boys. We're moving on to the next segment. Being... the gaming segment. How about that? Yes, we're doing the gaming segment again. Live with it. Welcome to the gaming segment. I do this a lot, but today I thought I'd be talking about literally every battle royale I know of. So let us begin, I guess. First of all, there's the obvious one, Fortnite. I don't play Fortnite that much. I used to, but now not anymore. But it is a great game, don't get me wrong, playing with mechanics, but the constant updating will eventually annoy me. And it's just standards for every game ever to have weekly updates. Something that, if I was a game developer, I would never do. If I was a game developer and had a big game, I would update once a year. Like Minecraft does. That's incredible. That means that they have more time to actually set things out and develop them. So naturally, we have certain elements of certain things. Now, Vendare is probably the one I will like the most. I don't play it, but I've seen enough videos from the Russian players to know it is fun. And it is one hell of a blast. Totally Accurate Battlegrounds. Totally Accurate Battlegrounds is a game made by God himself, and I've got the rest of the quote. Badger said. But basically, you drop onto an island, you can do basically whatever, and physics are non-existent. Like, I swear to God, this game just gets more and more stupid for every the Russian Badger video he brings up. Like, imagine, you make a gun that's called an actual mega gun, an upgrade of a minigun, which is already fucking powerful, and you make it, and you make every barrel of it double barrel. Now two bullets come out of it. I don't know how that works. You can practice that is practically a jet thruster that's running on bullets and gunpowder. Like, the fuck? There are so many weapons in this game. Sometimes New is bad and old is good. There's recoil on shit that is fucking ridiculous. And you can literally jump, go to the sky by just playing houses all the time. Fucking hell. And there's also Apex Legends. Fortnite, but with characters. And no building. Yeah, that's literally what Apex Legends is. And it's of course first person. There's so many other battle royals, but I'm honestly getting tired of talking about battle royals. Basically, if you drop onto an island with a whole bunch of different people, you start murdering each other, that's a battle royale. Well, I don't know what the funny thing is. It started from a Japanese movie. What the... Next up, the self-improvement segment. Yay. Improve yourself already, you darn stupid bitch. You're beautiful just the way you are. Yes, welcome to the self-improvement segment, where I tell you guys to improve yourself and not change yourself. Be a better you. That's literally what life is about. Be yourself. That's what I do for a living. I upload shit of myself being me on the internet, which no one knows about. I might just consider spamming a YouTuber until he notices me. That would be fucking funny. just saying, give me a shout out. Until I can go somewhere with this and entertain more people that literally aren't just my friends. So yeah, if you aren't improving yourself, please get a life. Otherwise, your life is fucked. Alrighty? You better do this.